You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices, and Bob Iden and I are back in the studio.
We're back, and there's a lot going on.
Lots going on.
And a big surprise this week, too, for all of us. I'm out covering high school football. Mm-hmm. You're doing your thing. And what happens?
On a Tuesday morning, the Rail Riders announced, we're going to change our name.
We're going to change our name.
We're not telling you today.
No.
Right. But they know what it is.
It's Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Sports Voices.
Maybe.
Well, it's not going to be the Jumbo Shrimp, always one of my favorites. Right. But there's a lot of different names thrown out there, too, over the internet. I mean,
well, I got to tell you, so when it was announced and they say, the team says that they're going to formally let us know in the fall, in November.
Yeah.
The groan in our newsroom was, please, whatever it is, don't involve Cole.
Okay, no, and I don't like. I think from a stigma standpoint, I think we need to get away from that.
I don't think it is, but trains too.
I mean, really, with the Rail Riders. I mean, although the Iron Pigs, love that name.
Yes,
right. That has to do with the steel stuff.
Right,
but it's tough in our area. Because Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, I think, are so. I don't want to say different. We have some things in common, Scranton and Wilkes-Barre.
Right,
but what is the one thing that we all have in common?
Well, coal and sometimes trains.
And trains, right? So, I don't know. I mean, some people could say pierogies, I've heard, right?
Right.
I've heard the pierogies, I've heard a lot of different stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's thrown out there. We won't go into a lot of it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting what they come up with. I liked the Red Barons. People are like, go back to that.
Yeah.
I heard something the other night, somebody said, go back to the Yankees. Well, that's not really what minor league baseball does.
No.
You know what I mean? Look at Banana Ball. They're trying to be cool and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So rebrand. So you had a chance to talk to Adam Markle, right?
I did. So a couple things about that. I'm going to tell you, the release that the team put out said, and I quote, the new identity will celebrate the region's beauty, heritage, and outdoor legacy while strengthening the connection between the club, its community, and one of the most iconic franchises in professional sports. So you have that. I did get a chance to talk to Adam, and Adam said to me a couple things that this comes at a time when attendance is trending up.
Yes. Right?
You know, so I mean, they've been doing well. They've had, and he thinks, you know, and I think the team thinks, one of the important things now is it's not just about folks coming to see the ball game. It is about family-friendly entertainment.
Right? Oh, well, but minor league, that is minor league baseball.
That is minor league baseball. And so he hinted at that, you know, we've had things like the Banana Ball. And,
well, I think Banana Ball has a lot to do with why these minor league franchises are now kind of doing the more entertainment thing.
Right.
I mean, the kids are, they're not going to dance or all that stuff. It's not going to be a show because these players, especially at AAA, we've already had a couple this week, Spencer Jones and then Lombard Jr. go up to the Yankees. That's the goal of these people.
Right.
There are millionaires playing up here. I mean, they get signed for millions of dollars.
Yes.
What you can do around them is limited.
Right.
Is limited.
Yeah.
So,
and so Adam did say that to me, you know, but he said, listen, we're not going anywhere. We're not leaving PNC Field. We are still a Yankees affiliate.
Yeah.
We're still, you know, part of that very important pipeline to the big leagues. You know what's not going to change? Champ.
Oh, okay.
He told me that. Yeah, he said, we might add more mascots, but Champ is not going anywhere. You know, the uniforms are going to change, sort of the marketing, the logo, things like the, you know, the program and the team store will all have different names. So it's an interesting thing. And, you know, it's also interesting, and you remember this from when the Rail Riders came about, I think at that time, and that was 2013, they asked the community for suggestions.
They did.
They're not doing that.
No. Okay.
Yeah. It's decided. We just don't know what it is yet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. So,
okay, well, you and I have to do some journalism, don't we?
We do. See if we can
find that out.
So, sir, you want to talk about high school football and your Friday Night Rivals top 10?
Yeah, we're right in a couple weeks away from high school football starting August 28th. Of course, we do, Jan Cichak and Jackson and I, the Friday Night Rivals team on WQLY, do a top 10. And we'll do a top 10 preseason poll. So I'll give you 6 through 10, and then we'll talk about number 10 for a little bit.
Okay.
So 6 is going to be Lakeland.
Okay.
7 is going to be Blue Mountain out of the Schuylkill League, a very talented team who I visited the other day.
Okay.
8 is going to be Dallas out of the Wyoming Valley Conference.
And number 9?
Scranton Prep, the Cavaliers, 5-time straight District 2 AAA champions. They have some question marks.
Okay.
And we'll dive into that a little bit. But they have Braden McPartland, real good running back. They have Noah Criswick, a fantastic wide receiver, but they're still looking for an offensive line. And number 10, we're going to a little more talk about Marion Catholic, the Colts.
Yeah.
They're out of the Schuylkill League. They're a single-A team.
Yeah.
They're loaded. They have 3 great players coming back, including Gregory Turpak. He's their quarterback who threw over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdown passes last year. Tyler Price is a big receiver. And Rocco Gurguly, a 6'4", 220-pound tight end at a small single-A school.
Oh, wow.
He looks like a beast out there. So I had a chance to talk to their coach the other day, Bill O'Garrick.
Okay.
He's excited about the team, and, you know, it's one of the better teams and they've had in a couple years.
Okay. Exciting for them.
Yes.
Yeah. You looking forward to Friday nights?
I am.
But we're also going to talk about basketball.
Yeah, a little bit of basketball.
Yeah.
Mariah Murray, Penn State player, star at Dunmore, won a state championship with them. She's been moving around a little bit. She started at Drexel, didn't play there, went to Penn State for 3 years. Now she's going to play her last year at Florida with the Gators in the SEC. I caught up with her the other day at the Marywood University girls basketball camp, and here's what she had to say about going down to Florida.
Okay, folks, let's hear from Mariah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole new team. I mean, I do have Kiyomi, who I played with last year, so the chemistry that me and her have is still there, but just trying to, like, build chemistry within one another is something that we've been trying to do. We were there for 8 weeks, and I think that we're really gelling together, and yeah.
What are you most excited about?
Honestly, just to play in the SEC. I've been playing in the Big Ten all 3 years, so I think just playing in the SEC, getting that competition and that exposure, and just playing with my teammates is a whole new team, and I'm just really excited to play with them.
All right, so Bob, moving ahead, we want to talk about some TV highlights coming up on Fox 56.
Yeah, on Fox 56, of course, we're going to start our Friday Night Rivals preseason top 10. We mentioned that with Marian Catholic. That will be number 10 on Monday.
Okay.
So we'll go 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We'll take off Sunday, and then the following Monday, we'll reveal the top 5 next week on this show. But I think everybody knows who the number one team in the area is. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a big guess. But there are some great things in the middle.
Yeah.
And, of course, on Fox 56 Saturday, we will have the Eagles and the Ravens. And that's cool. Eagles fans are on here.
Yes.
And remember, Dom DeLuca plays for the Ravens. Joe Van Agnell from Williamsport plays for the Ravens as well. So you can watch both. You can watch that 7 o'clock on Saturday on Fox 56.
And they are playing in Baltimore, so it's a home game for Dom.
It is a home game for Guy and Joe.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Bob, as always, thanks for being here.
A lot going on.
Okay. Folks, we will see you next week.